From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, how did your night go? Did you get any sleep? I know, you know, quite honestly, I was asleep relatively early. I think by 9 o'clock I was asleep, but I woke up after that and watched election results. And even I think I fell asleep again during former President Trump's and President-elect Trump's message. We're going to be spending most of the hour today with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. By the way, phone lines are open during our conversation. If there's somewhere you want to chime in, let me encourage you in this. If you're going to call 505-338-5790, we'd love to hear from you. Have your words be seasoned with salt, with grace. Words that are something encouraging. Consider what you're going to call and say today, that we continue to be representatives of the Most High King. We'll go into more discussion about the election, I'm sure, when Carla is just around the corner. I wanted to start today, actually, on another note. I want to tell you a story about a guy named Parbeen. And Parbeen found Christ in Asia. I don't know what part of Asia he's in, but he found Christ, and it was in conflict with what his family believed. He moved out, got involved in a Christ-centered church, and the pastor saw his love for Christ, and also saw the poverty that he was in, eventually, Parbeen was connected with Gospel for Asia missionaries who helped to provide for him 100 baby chickens, which grew into a small chicken farm, which, of course, he could gather eggs from to eat. He could sell eggs. And as the chicks grew into chickens and had more chicks, he essentially turned it into a business and found his way, not in any regards to be a rich man, but to escape poverty and to be able to see the Lord's blessing and the gifts that he was given. And he eventually did well enough to buy a fish farm, where you can imagine he did much the same with his fish farm, and then eventually a cow that could produce milk. His business just continued to grow, and he continued to be blessed by a simple gift of chickens through what you may already be familiar with if you've tuned into the station for any length of time, the Christmas Critter Campaign through GFA World. You have an opportunity actually right now to go to our website at klyt.fm, and you click on the banner that's found there for GFA World and the Christmas Critter Campaign, and there's opportunity for you can give a pair of chickens for $11 or other gifts that are available. You can scroll down through it. And if you're listening to Monday's show with Jim Williams, you heard Tom Cortado with Jim talking about in depth the Christmas Critter Campaign. We're going to be doing this through the end of the year, and want to encourage you to either go now, if you've already just, hey, I'm going to do it now, so it's done, and get a gift for someone. Those gifts that are delivered to someone in Asia or in parts of Africa, not only do they get a gift that will help them combat the poverty they're in, but the gifts are delivered with the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ with the missionaries that work with GFA World. You can go to that link at klyt.fm, click on it, and or pray about your involvement, or let others know. That's another great way. We've posted it on our Facebook page, and you can share the post with others that can make a decision. You can also call toll-free. I'm going to give you that number a couple of times. 1-855-513-2127. It's 855-513-2127. If you click on the link at klyt.fm. You can, you know, do everything online, or the number is posted after you click on the link as well. And we're going to have stories like Parbeen's story throughout the season. So be tuned in for that. And it's just a joy to walk through those stories and to see God work in the lives of people halfway across the world. And hey, listen, the remainder of the show, well, before I get to today's show, a reminder, tomorrow, a full hour with Paul Gessing from the Rio Grande Foundation. You know, we may or may not touch on similar topics, but in studio with us, Carla Sontag with Better Together New Mexico and New Mexico Business Coalition. Let me give the website. Well, first, Carla, welcome.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
And Jim Williams joins us in studio. Jim, always, you know what, open invite, brother. It's not often we both get to be here.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, there have been shows I know that you've had that I'm just outside the door, and I'm chomping at the bit, you know.
Well, but it's great because you always have great insight, and you're as much a listener of KLYT as you are a producer of content.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the opportunity to reach out to our state. And let me say this in regards to the election. And, you know, a lot of people know that I'm pretty well informed. I try to be, maybe more than most, not as much as Carla.
No.
Or Paul. But you know, I got a few today. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I got, I'm doing okay. I had a kind of a partial victory yesterday, and there's a lot of work. I think, Carla, you know exactly where I'm going.
Steve, yeah. Carla and I were talking on the way into the studio, and Carla's been running a marathon.
Yeah.
For what, Carla, 15, 20 days?
About 4 years.
Well, 6 months.
6 months.
15 years overall.
Yeah. Well, and I'll, you know, let me share, try to share a little bit about, you know, what I shared online. And I already opened the phone lines at 505-338-5790 with the encouragement that you season your words
with grace.
With grace and salt.
And salt, yep.
Yeah. Consider others more highly than yourself. And have something, be a Barnabas, have something good to say. But I know, you know, on my own personal social media today, I posted scripture from Romans, you know, to the encouragement, you know, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, and consider how people are. There's people that feel like the world has ended, and, you know, God willing, they're going to find that it hasn't, and they're going to find that good things, God willing, are on the way in the coming weeks and months. And I would give you this exhortation too, because and a little transparency. I said in a meeting today, you know, I'm guilty. I'm already praying for this new administration that's coming in, and I'm guilty of not spending as much time on my knees and in prayer as I should have been for the current administration. And God, He believes in specificity of our prayers, and we need to be praying for His continued grace and wisdom, not only for the end of the current administration, but as we head into a new administration. There, I'm going to step away from the pulpit a little bit here, Carla. And you and I didn't talk prior to the show, so I don't know exactly where you'd like to head, but I'm sure there's plenty to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. But, you know, I will say that I told somebody last night before we got any results that years ago when Obama was up, there were people that thought the world would end, and it didn't. And when Trump got elected the first time, they thought that, you know, the world was going to end, and it didn't. And when Biden got elected, the same thing. And so I think that we just need to realize the world's not going to end until God says it's going to end. And
Yeah. We
haven't heard Him say that. We haven't seen Jesus return. And so life will continue.
Well, you know, and take it to its worst. Go back in history to a time, you know, when Nero was ruling, you know, and the world didn't end then.
Right.
It was a horrible, terrible place to be. And in situations like that and other situations where the church is persecuted, it flourishes. And we've said it, that's not the first time I've said this on the show, and I'll repeat what I said also in that I'm not praying for persecution, but I think it is okay to pray for revival.
Yeah.
I think we need to remember who's on the throne.
Steve, when I watched Donald Trump last night, basically during his declaration of a victory speech, he said something that I thought was kind of interesting. He said, there are people that have told me that God spared my life during the attempted assassination because there was something I was called to do. And he said, I was called to help save America. And I truly believe, as we're sitting here in front of these microphones, if he will approach his position now as God appointed, in humility, but in strength too.
Yes.
Humility doesn't mean weak, but in humility with the strength of God behind him, I think our nation will be blessed. I actually believe that would be true with anybody.
And I think that goes along with Second Chronicles that you know, if we'll humble ourselves and amen to that, and meekness is another great word because it's power under control. Mm. And I think it's important that we pray for that too. But again, Carla, you know what? We're close enough up against a break. How about if we take a break, we circle the wagons, figure out where we're headed, and we'll come back with some great information.
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. By the way, NMBIZcoalition.org and Better Together New Mexico. We hope you'll take time to go there as well. Spell it all out. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. We'll be back with Carla and Jim right after the break on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Hey, I already mentioned it. Tomorrow on the show, Rio Grande Foundation, Paul Gessing will be our guest for the full hour. Today, it's Carla Sontag with Better Together New Mexico. Spell it all out, bettertogethernewmexico.org and NMBIZcoalition.org, the New Mexico Business Coalition. And we're going to walk through some of the races and talk about the election. The phone lines are open if you want to call and chime in. 505-338-5790. Please have something encouraging to say. And on that note, in the break, you know, there's plenty looking at what happened here in New Mexico to be discouraged about, depending on what your hopes were for the election. Let me say this. I told Carla off the air I was going to think of something positive to say. And he's put me in a place where I can do what I can to love others, and that means wanting the best for them, and fight for righteousness, to fight for things that are pleasing to him, and do not grow weary in doing what is right. That hopefully is an encouragement to you, Carla, to Jim, and anyone else listening.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's, you know, anything to do with the Lord is encouraging. We had a group of Christians in New Mexico post Psalms 118, 13 through 14. My enemies did their best to kill me, but the Lord rescued me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Mm. And, you know, we can just, we can live with that and meditate on that for a while, because that is, our Lord is in control and he is taking care of things. And we did have some good news that came out of New Mexico. There was, now there's a lot of people in New Mexico celebrating our new president. You know, when they looked nationwide at what happened, they said that people voted by their pocketbooks and what is happening to them every day.
Was that the number one issue?
That was the number one issue.
So the question everything. That really resonated, I'm guessing, was that question we heard come up over and over again. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And more of America said no than yes.
Yes. And that's the reason that Trump won. And, you know, it's interesting, and I'm thankful for this too. He won not only by the Electoral College, but he won by the popular vote.
Yeah.
Because there have been changes over the last few years where the popular vote has been different than the Electoral College and people are trying to get rid of the Electoral College. It's been the way that we have held our presidential votes from forever, and we need to stick with that. So they say that if the popular vote goes one way and the Electoral College goes the other way, that we need to go just with the popular vote.
I disagree.
Yes, because that gives all the power to the big populated states, where the Electoral College is more fair for all of us. And so here we're seeing, regardless of whether you celebrate the victory last night or not, we're seeing that both were the same. The Electoral College wins for Trump and the popular vote for Trump.
Yeah, I'll be, not that it matters that much, but it matters a little bit. I'll be interested to see. I'm counting about almost 140 million people got to the polls for this election. And I'll be curious to see if that's the biggest ever, because, you know, there was a lot at stake.
And, you know, it's interesting to me, though, to listen to Carla talk about, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Carla because she's on with us very frequently, and the New Mexico Business Coalition is a
And she's on elsewhere.
Yeah.
And she's got a voice in the state.
You bet. Nonpartisan approach to everything that she does. There's as many, you know, people of political affiliations that are in business, many as Republicans, Independents, Democrats. And they all want the same thing. They want to be successful in business. They want to build our communities. They want to hire people, take care of their employees. They want to take care of their families. But Carla, as you talked about why Donald Trump might have been elected and the number one issue was the pocketbooks, for some reason that doesn't follow in New Mexico. For 92 years, the incumbent party, which is the Democrat Party, even when we've had Republican governors, has controlled the politics in this state.
Right.
Now, I always make this, maybe it's a trivial analogy, but if our Lobo basketball coach doesn't win 20 games one year, we're ready to fire him.
Yes.
Why don't we fire people that are responsible for us being 50th in education?
I
50th in poverty.
I think what I would say to that, and I might be wrong, but if I'm going to throw a guess at it, it's because of legacy, what's handed down from parents and people who don't want to ruffle the feathers of, you know, their comfort area where they are in their politics. And we've talked about this before. I mean, you know, both parties, if you took a look at where parties stand on stuff, now and rewind 40, 60 years, you know, these parties have changed. Some parties now are much closer take a party from, say, the 60s, and it may be much closer to either a Libertarian or Independent or Republican Party of today. And I think a lot of people are, I call them, you know, legacy voters. They've got a party that they were raised in, and that's where they are.
But regarding that, let's address what the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico provide through their websites. Carla, would you be encouraged if starting today, people that have been doing this same old, would use your websites to see where their legislators are voting? Because you keep track of that.
We do. Well, I'll tell you something fascinating. It was an amazing experience that we had. A week ago, we put out an email with New Mexico Business Coalition about the election and about the information that we had provided, all nonpartisan comparison of the candidates. We talked about the constitutional amendments, the bond issues. Our site got so much activity after that email went out that it crashed our site. We called.
That's encouraging, actually.
It was incredible. So we called our provider and he said, you're on the maximum. He said, this is amazing. He said, I'm going to put you on unlimited. And he got us up and running in a short amount of time. But that shows that New Mexicans are interested. They are looking. We have had incredible traffic on both websites. And I think things are starting to change. We are, when we went through the referendum and we had those six bad bills that were passed in 2023, that rose above all party issues. People did not care.
Yeah, both sides of the aisle were letting their voice be heard about that.
All sides. In fact, we even had progressives who, so let's define for the listener, the progressive is the party within the Democrat Party. They have taken over the Democrat Party, and they are now in the majority at every level of New Mexico government, but they should have their own party. But while they're in the Democrat Party, you need to understand what they're looking for, and that is a move directly into socialism. So that's where they're pushing the state, and there were some more progressives elected in this election. That's a scary thought, but...
Can I shorten that a little bit?
Yeah.
I call them the party of control. They want to control you.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that?
And they are in control. They've got the majority. They've got the governor's seat. They've got the majority in the House and the Senate. But here's the good news. We went through that referendum process. We actually had progressives call our office and say, you know, I'm a progressive. I helped support and get these people in office, but they've gone too far. So I think the good news is New Mexico is starting to wake up and smell the coffee and understand. If they don't understand everything, they do understand socialism is not where New Mexico wants to go any more than the rest of the country.
Well, I wish I could say, Carla, you get a break now, but you're getting ready now for a legislative session that happens in January. So how can we use your websites to kind of start keeping a scorecard of what are these people doing that we just elected?
Well, that's a good question. So the very first thing that we're going to do starting today is getting people's feedback on our priority issues. Those are posted on our website. You want to look at those and see if you're in alignment with us. And you'll see that they are nonpartisan. We're just looking for the best in New Mexico. And you can comment on that. Send us your feedback because those priority issues go to every single legislator before the session starts. That'll be our focus. From that point on our website, you can track our calls to action. We'll be posting them there and sending them by email. If you're not getting our emails, sign up for our emails. We don't charge you for that. On either website, you can get informed and get our emails coming directly to you.
And Carla, you don't sell that email list, right?
Oh, gosh, no. I have been offered money and goods and promises and services and everything you can imagine. And I have never, ever, ever traded my list.
And I've testified on this show. I think during the show, Carla, you can testify, have gone on to the website when there's an action point where I've gone on, I think within 2 minutes or less, 30 seconds sometimes, I've communicated with my representative through BetterTogetherNewMexico.org or NMBizCoalition.org. The Take Action tab on both of those sites, especially, I think it's maybe more active as we approach the legislative session.
Yes.
However, really, you should make it kind of a practice to go check it out. And like you said, if you get the newsletter, then you're going to know through that what's on the Take Action tab at both the websites, nmbizcoalition.org and BetterTogetherNewMexico.org to find. And a couple things on that note, and I've said it before, thank you and to the team who put all the work into those Take Action steps. I just took off the voter guides off of our website, during the show.
Yeah.
But thanks to you, Better Together New Mexico and the folks at New Mexico Family Action Movement and iVoter Guide for providing that information leading up to the election.
I ran across a quote today. I was doing some other stuff, actually, that I'm talking to you about later today. And it's a quote from a guy named John Cage. He says, "I can't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. I'm frightened of the old ones.
Yes.
And I so agree with that, because the old guard is just expecting things to be like they were 20 or 30 years ago, and they're not.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you, when we were talking, I don't know so much that it's an issue with parties in New Mexico. I talked to a gentleman last night that's been very politically engaged for decades, and I really admire him. What he was saying is, in New Mexico, we have this attitude of not wanting to succeed. We're afraid to succeed. And so when people are doing better, we're pulling them down, and we're finding ways to quash that. And you
bask
see,
in mediocrity.
Yes. Gosh. And, you know, he had a valid point, and it is something we need to explore, because we can't change New Mexico until we change that mindset. That not only can we succeed, we should succeed.
Well, and let me go back to, as Christians, our responsibility to be an ambassador for Christ, to share the gospel with others, and practically, you know, we do talk about practical solutions to the problems we bring up on the show when you're in here as a guest, Carla. The truth is, if we're sharing the gospel and people are living for Christ, we're going to see things change in homes, and then we're going to see things change in businesses, in schools, on the everywhere. And that, I just, you know, I want to make sure we always bring it back to that, because the gospel is primary. And that's, you know, if you're going to tune into this show, I want people, no mistake, our hope isn't in any administration. Or in any gathering in the roundhouse. Our hope is in Christ. However, he gives us the freedom and the opportunity where we are in America to be a part of that process. And let me give a shout out to everyone who got to the polls, whether in New Mexico or nationwide, and participating in the process.
Well, Jesus doesn't just give us freedom and opportunity. He's given us direction to take action. If you're living for Christ, your life should reflect it. And that means voting and being an active part of solutions.
Yeah. Very good. Well, listen, we're up against another break. We're going to take a break, and we will come back and talk about the races. Didn't so much in that segment, but let's be focused. Let's get to some of these races that we need to be aware of, and what's going on here in the state with Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico. Jim and Carla return after the break on ABQ Connect. Okay, we've brought to your attention the websites, but I want to do it again. Carla Sontag is our guest for the remainder of the show. BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. Don't use NM when you try to do that, okay? Spell it out, BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. And on the other one, it is NM, NMBiz, B-I-Z, Coalition.org. All right, the races. Let's take a look, Carla. What's going on?
Well, first we'll look at voter turnout. We had a good turnout, not as good as we've done before, a little over 66%, a total of 914,784 ballots. That's
66% of registered voters?
Right.
Up from 22% in the last election?
Right.
Not general election.
In the primary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is good. Not the best we've ever done. And, you know, we talked about the presidential race. People were voting with their pocketbooks this time. They're, I think, done talking about abortion. People, I think, have that settled in their mind. If they're Christian.
Oh, no, I will tell you, they're not. They're not done. They're not. I'm sorry, but I, as kind as I tried to make a post today, the first reply was on the subject. So,
well, what I'm saying is that isn't the reason people selected their president. That they wanted to make it that up and down the ballot. They wanted to make it about abortion, and I don't believe it was.
Yeah,
I think people voted with their pocketbook this time.
Well, it's to the states, and electing a federal head isn't going to change where we are on that topic anytime soon, anyway.
No,
it is to the states, as you know. It's the state, the experiment our forefathers intended. for these, you know, these topics to be handled.
Instead of them being in the hands of the federal government, it's now in the hands of the people in the various states, which is exactly where it should be. This is not Donald Trump or any other politician now deciding whether or not abortion should happen. It's now in the hands of the voters.
Okay, so we interrupted you.
Well, and here's some good news for people who may not be Trump supporters. You know, there are things that I'm hopeful that he can take care of that are a problem in this state that we haven't been able to address, and that's women's rights, sports, bathrooms. I'm talking about those women's rights.
Yeah.
Everything else I look at women as, you know, make it or break it, it's on you.
Yeah.
But when it comes to bathrooms and sports, that's something that needs to be addressed. Well, and I would like it addressed.
Be prepared for falling into those, you know, something else could happen again where, you know, there was duplicitous messages coming from essentially one party that was saying our body, our choice. But when it came to things related to that during COVID, all of a sudden it wasn't my body, my choice. There was mandates about what you needed to have done if you were going to be in the workplace.
Right. I think, if you look at the federal government across the board, the Republicans held the Senate or took the Senate. We still don't really know about the House, the U.S. House. Yeah. That's still got some things to come. But we're hoping that some of these things can be addressed, like the child mutilation that we're facing, the transgender. And
without parental involvement or the parents receiving the information.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a shame we did that in New Mexico and we didn't vote to change that because a lot of those people were on the ballot. But there is hope that the federal government may take that up, may take up voter ID. I'll tell you, when I went in to vote, I was dealing with a gentleman that was not 100% fluent in English, and he asked me for my driver's license. And, you know, we don't have voter ID, but I was happy to give it to him, and it helped him to get me entered into the system because he had trouble understanding me and communicating with me. So, and you know what? It didn't hurt at all, and I got to vote.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal. If we look at what New Mexico did, I think New Mexico is the only state that went all blue on our congressional races. I think everybody else added something that was of a different party, but not New Mexico.
Yeah,
so
no.
We lost the Senate. We lost all three CD races to the incumbent party.
Yeah, I was a little surprised early on. I thought, oh, Steve Jones is going to win.
Yes.
Did not.
Tell you, it was CD2 that was the shocker for me. Harrell, she lost by 1,300 points originally, over 10,000 this time. And she worked so hard and she did represent the pocketbook. She's a business owner, solid candidate. I was surprised by that one. But in the legislature, we had good news. There was a net pickup in the House and the Senate of one seat to the Republicans. Yes, we're nonpartisan, but...
You know, and let me say, that is encouraging. Let me say something for those that were hoping for that and looking for that kind of change. You don't turn a ship 180 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for change, there was change.
I got to ask a question about that, Carla, because you're not really... Your organization, New Mexico Business Coalition, Better Together New Mexico, are not necessarily looking to elect Republicans.
Right.
But you made a statement that I want to make sure our listeners didn't miss. There were a number of Democrats that were elected in both the Senate and the House that were replacing conservative Democrats, and they are progressive Democrats. And that number of people has increased. And let me just say, the progressive agenda nationally is wokeism, transgenderism, and it's without regard to fairness, safety, you name it.
So here's how important it is. Carla mentioned also earlier in the show, in order to get the email regularly, just go to their site. Now, does it matter which site, Carla?
No, but in the Business Coalition is going to stick to business issues. So if you're a business owner, that's where you want to be. If you have an interest in other things that have to do with parental rights and gun rights and things like that, then you'll find all of that covered plus business at Better Together New Mexico.
Okay, now hopefully we can do this together. I want to be practical for the listener because we're on the site right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, nmbizcoalition.org. If I want the newsletter, what do I do?
There used to be a place, and we've been revamping it.
At the bottom of the page is an email and a phone number. Okay, if you're not finding it on the website, call the phone number, 505-836-4223. nmbiz@nmbizcoalition.org is the website. And as we continue our discussion, I'm going to peruse the site and find a place that... there you go. If you click under membership, join us, weekly newsletter right there.
Right.
Okay. Click on it, sign up. It's that easy.
And I receive it myself, and there are various topics. I mean, a real plethora, a gamut of things that you cover. It's very encompassing. And there's links. You can click on it, and then it takes you to the specific articles.
Right. We try to be very brief so you can just quickly peruse the newsletter, look at things that are of interest, and click on the link to get more information. But you get the headlines. You get to know what is the focus. We'll do national and state-related things. And then on Better Together, we'll email once a week, as with the New Mexico Business Coalition. Better Together will keep you informed about what we're working on and why. So we want you to get engaged now with the newsletters because January's coming in the legislative session, and we want you geared up for the calls to action that will start coming to you from that.
Okay, and I'm not sure if this is for the newsletter, but on Better Together New Mexico, on the website, bettertogethernewmexico.org, under the same about, join us, and there's a place for you to fill in your information. I'm assuming if you fill all that out, you're probably going to receive some information in way of a newsletter.
Yes, and on Better Together, we ask you a couple of questions. We just want to know what your focus is so we can focus our newsletter appropriately.
So you're not, you know, if you don't want to hear about, you know, Second Amendment rights or something, you don't have to receive information about that.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're up against a break. We're visiting with Carla Sontag with BetterTogetherNewMexico.org and NMBiz, B-I-Z, Coalition.org for the New Mexico Business Coalition. In studio with us, ABQ Connect host Jim Williams with us as well for the entire hour. And we're going to come back and put a bow on our conversation after the break on ABQ Connect. Well, obviously, a spot there we just heard from Gospel Frazier, or GFA World, and KP Yohanan. To hear his voice is good. He's celebrating in heaven. We lost him to heaven. He's not lost. We know right where he is. But so much appreciate all the work that he and his team have done over the years. And a reminder that the Christmas Critter Campaign is underway. We talked about it at the beginning of this show. If you want to find out more, go to klyt.fm. Right there on the homepage, you will find the banner. We've tried to put in a very obvious place at the top of the page. And if you click on that banner, you'll find not only the Christmas Critter catalog to peruse gifts that you may send that are delivered with the gospel of Jesus Christ, or you can call and talk to an operator at 855-513-2127. That's 855-513-2127. We'll be doing that through the first couple of weeks of January, but more stories on that. I love the stories. We'll tell you more of those hopefully each day on ABQ Connect. But in studio with us to wrap up for about the next 8 minutes, Carla Sontag is here from Better Together New Mexico and the New Mexico Business Coalition. If you get nothing else from today's show, connect with them either on the website or by calling. And if you go to their websites, the contact information is there. You can email But get their newsletters that keep you informed of the issues that are going to be important to you. And again, thank you so much to all that are part of this, that put together things like the voter guide that they worked also with the New Mexico Family Action Movement to produce and have available on our website for weeks. But not only that, but the Take Action tab, where you can quickly and easily communicate with the person who is supposed to be representing you in the roundhouse. So the way for you to do that is to get the newsletter from both BetterTogetherNewMexico.org and NMBizCoalition.org, both nonprofit organizations. Pray about your support there. Whether it's financial, prayerfully consider financial gifts, but pray for the work that they're doing, and also share the work that they're doing. You know, you can copy the URL in your social media and send it to someone else that may go, oh my goodness, I had no idea someone was doing all this work on our behalf. It's a great resource, and we encourage you to go there. You'll also find them on our website, on the community tab under organizations, and a hyperlink to where you can find them. So there we go. How did I do, Carla?
Great. Thank you very much.
She's going to hire me for development.
That's right.
Okay. So with the time we have left, what do we have to consider?
Well, just real quick, so that your listeners know, there were 4 constitutional amendments. Those all passed. The state bond issues all passed. All the judges were retained throughout the state.
Carla, I have heartburn about that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, and I appreciate the judges. I appreciate the time they put in. I appreciate how crowded the courts are and just how much work they put in. But every time there's a crime committed, it's somebody that committed a crime previously. And in many cases, it's the judges that let these people out on the street.
Yes.
Is there any accountability so that voters know what the judges are doing?
That's what is so challenging in New Mexico. There's really no evaluation. There is the JPEC, which is the Judicial Performance Evaluation Commission, state-funded, with our tax dollars. And they seem to think that 100% should be retained. There were only 4 that they didn't give the green light to, and that was only because they were new. Well, of one of those new ones, we found out as a fact that he had let some criminals out that recommitted crimes. So we put him as a do not retain. As a matter of fact, out of the 39 or 40 up for retention, we only recommended retaining 5 of them. Mm. And JPEC didn't like it that we spoke against what they had.
And by the way, you made all this information available to all of us because I clicked on it. I filled out my sample ballot based on a lot of the information you provided, including the judges.
Yeah, and I was happy to see that there were more no votes on retention than we had seen before, which means people were reading the information and considering it. But we really need to have a way to evaluate fairly the judges. We talked to JPEC about how do you evaluate them? Well, they're evaluated on, do they show up on time and are they nice? Do they treat people nicely? Well,
does anybody show up on time in New Mexico?
You know what? I'm glad that they treat people respectfully. I am not glad they're putting criminals on the streets.
Yes.
Now, not all the judges up for retention had anything to do with criminals, mm-hmm. but those who did, I don't want them back, but we got them back.
Yeah, and I just can't tell you how many times the news points out, oh, this is a former person accused of assault with a deadly weapon, and now they've murdered someone.
Right.
And my brain automatically goes to a biblical concept is that you need to protect people from people that will cause harm. I mean, that's what leaders of governments are supposed to do.
Yes.
And yet the legislators will say, no, that's not our bailiwick, that's the judges. So I just have not been able to find, until I see the New Mexico Business Coalition voter guide, any information about judges. And it'd be nice to see that ongoing. It'd be nice for the news media to be able to pick up and say, here's actually what happened in this court case.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need somebody, because otherwise, if you're not sitting in the courtroom, it's really hard to know. We had a way of getting some information, but I'll tell you, that is a bear. And I wish we had somebody or some way of seeing the decisions very easily encapsulated the way that we do with the rating of our business votes. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a way to do this, because we're not safe in New Mexico right now. And yes, some of it has to do with legislative laws that were passed, but then a lot of it comes back to our judges.
Any talk about another ABQ crime crisis bash?
We will continue to talk about that. We've been taking full-page ads out talking about the issue here in Albuquerque in particular, because it is the epicenter.
Well, and I want to draw people, again, attention to the website at nmbizcoalition.org. Now, there's nothing on the horizon other than what comes up every year, the Heroes Banquet and other. These are great events for the community. If you want to find out more about what they're doing, the business New Mexico Business Coalition, just go to the website. You'll see the past events, but soon enough, those will be future events.
Yes, and we are going to have a bash event on January 16th.
We're
working out the details of the when and where, but it will be January 16th on a Thursday, early evening. We usually run it 5 to 7.
Okay.
And this will be a pre-legislative bash to get people tuned up, because I'll tell you what, your voice needs to be heard during the legislative session.
Watch for that on the events page?
Yes.
Okay.
And people may not know that your calls to action allows you to communicate with your legislators really easily. You just click on the issue based on your zip code. Anything you communicate, usually you can pre-write it, but then you can make changes if you're a person that's gone to it.
Right, you can completely rewrite the letter. But yeah, it takes you 30 seconds to a minute, and it's programmed to go to the decision maker. So we do that a lot during the session, because we can have a change of activity from morning to afternoon on the same piece of legislation.
I want to really challenge the listener in the little bit of time we have left. You're on once a month and talking about either Better Together New Mexico or the New Mexico Business Coalition, Carla Sontag, and go listen. This time, instead of just listening to the show, when you're done driving, because a lot of people listening while they're driving, go home or, you know, get stopped, pull off the road, and go to the websites and see all that's there. That's it's a resource you do not want to miss. nmbizcoalition.org. Sign up for the newsletter. And then also Better Together New Mexico, spell it all out, .org, bettertogethernewmexico.org. We're going to do this again in a month. I want to thank Carla for her time. Jim, it's great having you in, man. We got to do this more often.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And let me leave you with this, because the conversations are sure to continue today with your friends and family. I saw a meme that said, save on Christmas, talk about politics at Thanksgiving. But let me remind you of this as you head into those conversations, along with what I said at the beginning of the show. Here's three C's. Pastors love that, right? Their outline. I'm going to tell you three C's. Ready? As you have those conversations, Christ-like, civil, and classy. Okay? Let's try to keep it there. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Tomorrow, it's the Rio Grande Foundation with Paul Gessing for the full hour. Watch for this show archived at abqconnect.online. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.